Sermon, Parents, and Preparation for Heaven. San Diego, California, April 15, 1911. Text read by Mrs. E. G. White. Isaiah 58, verse 1 to 8. Remarks. Thy righteousness shall go before thee. Verse 8. That means that the work of God's people makes itself known wherever they are. It goes before them. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Verse 8. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord with all your heart that we have evidence that he is working with those who are endeavoring to keep his commandments. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Verse 8. That is what we want, every one of us. We want that our righteousness shall go before us. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Verses 9 to 11. Let us bear these words in mind. The Lord has great blessings for us. These he would have us grasp by faith. He wants us to believe in him. He wants us to trust and praise him as we come together in such assemblies as this. What the Lord wants is true service, to worship him in spirit and in truth. This he will accept. This is the very evidence that the Christian will endeavor to bring into the life and character. If we have this, we make an impression on the world, those who are acquainted with us, and health of body and soul shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Verse 8. Then sinners will be converted. You will see that souls will be turned to the Lord with full purpose of heart. Now here is the church in this city. Let everyone pledge themselves to God that they will serve him with their undivided affections and take right hold of this power that goes before us in our glorifying God and honoring him. There are those striving for righteousness. There are so many backslidden all around us, and so many that care nothing about the Lord. What we now want is to let our light shine forth to the people wherever they are, and let them see that we have something for hungry souls. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Verse 10. Do you believe that? God grant that you may. Now we want to be in a position that we can live to the glory of God. How is it in our homes? Do we keep before us that the eye of God is upon us? Do we keep before us that Christ was sent into the world to be our example? Do we have this evidence to give to the world? May God help us that we may understand that there is a greater experience for us than the world has yet seen. Iniquity is increasing, wickedness is everywhere, and the righteous that are upon the earth are to be the light of the world. We are to let our light shine, to let the glory of God be revealed. We are to get ready for the last grand review. We are to get ready for the judgment. We want to be in a position to understand the members of our family. Do we do everything that is possible to help our families in the way of truth and righteousness. Are we doing this? Are we trying to honor and glorify God because His glory is before us in our hearts? None can see the King in His beauty unless he heeds these scriptures. Every soul must put forth the very best efforts possible, keeping in mind that we will meet Christ in the judgment. He has given us His word that will carry us through. We are to be wide awake and not asleep. We want to do the will of God intelligently in our families. Fathers and mothers, you are examples to your children. Speak to them tenderly, speak to them kindly, and let no harsh, dictating words be heard from your lips. If you see your children are in error, just take them aside and talk with them, and let them understand that Christ sees all that they do. Parents, will you be converted? The Lord is soon to come. Will you bring to Him your converted children? Will you pray and talk with them that they may be fitted for the kingdom of God? In doing this, you will be converted yourselves. You will not then speak harsh words. We have heaven to win, and if we will do the will of God, we shall see the salvation of God revealed in our families. You will have children that you can take with you into the courts of heaven.
It is sometimes essential to correct the children. Do it in affection. Do it as if you are afraid that unless you do punish them for their evil, they will continue constantly in evil. Kneel right down and pray with your children. Perhaps you will never have to strike them a blow. I have taken quite a number of children into my family, notwithstanding all the writing that I have had to do. I would tell those children, "Now the Lord has given me a work to do, and I have taken you because I see your souls are in danger, and those that had charge of you were willing to entrust you to me. I want to teach you the way of the Lord." I took two children who have the rattan over them continually. They were stubborn children, but I would bow down and plead with the Lord about it, telling Him that I was so sorry that they had grieved Him, and I would ask the Lord to pity and forgive them and teach them His way. I did not have to strike them a blow. We must adapt ourselves to the bringing up of our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If we do that, the blessing of God will be upon us. We shall see light in His light. Every time that you give way to passion, you are serving the devil. It will not answer. Tell your children that you do not want them to show passion because it grieves the heart of Christ. There are ways that, if we will control ourselves, we can control our children without striking them a blow. We are getting ready for the judgment. How are your families? Are they preparing? Are you teaching them and bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Are you trying to act your part faithfully to instruct your children? They have more understanding than you may perceive. In our works, our words, and our actions, we are preparing to meet our Lord. As soon as we get into right channels, we shall be submissive in our ways, and then we shall be fitted to take care of children. Then we are fitted to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Let us be converted. Fathers and mothers and children, let us work for a reformation right here in San Diego. Let us work for the salvation of our children and for the salvation of our neighbors and our friends. We must give an account to God for our course of action. In the night season, I was before a congregation, and I was telling fathers and mothers, "Never speak a word in passion. Wait until you are cooled off yourself." I would come into the room where these children that I took were, and instead of doing what I had asked them to do, they were down under the table. I would say to them, "What are you hunting for under the table?" And they would come out very quickly. Parents, do we not make ourselves more to provoke than to win? If you see the children doing things that they should not do, tell them kindly, "The Lord is not pleased with your course of action, and you must work to please the Lord, or you can never go with him to heaven." Such words will do a great work for your children. This was what I was saying last night in the night season. I was talking to a congregation and telling them that parents and children needed the softening, subduing influence of the Spirit of God, and then angels will be round about them. The glory of the Lord will go before them. We want, not to provoke, but by pleasant words to try to induce a change of attitudes, so the factional spirit will be forgotten. The Lord loves us, and he wants us to take care of his children, that is, every child under our guardianship, and he desires us to bring them up with dispositions that will glorify God. Let there be no pride or selfishness. Tell your children of some good they can accomplish. I am talking to you, parents, because many of you have no control over your children. What we need is power and practical religion. We need to let the love of God come into our hearts and into our families. And when we see it come into our families, we will see the salvation of God. Terrible things are taking place in our world. You see awful reports in the newspapers. We want the glory of God to be revealed in our churches. We want the kingdom. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Isaiah 60, verse 1. We want the Holy Spirit of God to be revealed right in our midst. We want to stand in a much higher position than we now occupy. I want you to think of this. I will not say much more, but I want you to consider what I have told you. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Isaiah 62, verse 6 and 7.
I want every one of you to consider what your case will be when Christ shall come. I want you to have pleasant dispositions right here in this world. You will want to be taught of God and led of God right here. You cannot carry passion into heaven. If your mind is all stirred up with passion, it is no use for you to think you will find a place in heaven. I ask you in the name of Christ Jesus to make him your best friend. Confess your sins and he will forgive your sins. Follow on to know the Lord, that you may know that his going forth is prepared as the morning. And then, when he shall come, we can meet him in peace and say, "This is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us." Isaiah 25, verse 9. Amen.